Okay, we're picking up on the top of Nevav and Aleph, the first line. It says the Gemara, Amar le Kesar Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Chanina. So the Caesar, the Roman Emperor, came to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Chanina, and he says to him, Amar asa de chachmuz de tuva, you guys say that you're so smart. Ema le mai chazina b'chalmai. Tell me, what am I going to dream about tonight? Amar le, so Rabbi Yeshua told him, chaziz de mishachre lecha parsai. In your dream tonight, you're going to see that the Persians are going to come and make you work for them. Mashas osim lecha avdu samalach. They're going to make you work for them. Ve'gavai bach v'ra'ay b'shich shikte b'chutra dehava. And they're going to hold you up, and they're going to force you to work with animals that are unclean, pigs. That's what the Dictico Sofrim says. And you're going to work with the hava with the staff of gold. Harher kula yomas. He was thinking about this terrible vision of how he's going to be captured. He's going to have to work for the Persians. And that night he actually saw the dream. So this was just confirming what we saw before, that if a person thinks about something a lot during the day, then he's going to dream about it. So here too, he told him this so that he would dream about it. Same thing says with the continue of this story. Same thing happened with Shmuel. Now the Shavur Malka asked Shmuel, you guys just tell me you're so smart. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. In your dream, you're going to see the Romans are going to come take you captive. They're going to force you to work with the dates and the mill that's gold. So that he was thinking about it all day, how terrible this is, and then that night he saw the dream. Okay, so continues more now. Barhedya b'fshar l'chal mehavis. So Barhedya was a famous interpreter of dreams. Man diav like Agra. So he knew this is so that however the dream is interpreted, that's how it's going to happen. So if someone paid him b'fshar l'malyusa, then he would say it in a positive light, and it would be granted that it would be a good dream. Uman deloyav l'agra. Someone wouldn't pay him b'fshar l'grusa, he would tell it to him as a terrible dream. Now the Gemara is going to list like 8 different dreams that Abaye and Rava had, and how we're going to see what happens in a second. Abaye and Rava chazuchaim. Abaye and Rava both dreamt the same dream. Abaye have lezuzah. Abaye paid him for his services. Rava didn't pay him. Amr leah krina b'chamin. So now they each told him exactly what happened. So now they're going to quote a lot of psukim. So the first pasuk shorcha tovach leinecha, and the pasuk says veloso chamenuch, so that you're not going to be able to eat from it. So now what happened? Rava amr leah iskasech, your business is going to fail. Veloy leinecha mechum etzva delivach, and you're going to be so sad because of no. You're not even going to want to eat because of the fact that your business failed. You're going to do so well. You're going to be so happy. You're not going to have time to eat because you're so happy. So we see that he interpreted good for Abaye and bad for Rava. That's going to be the hemshech of the next 8 cases. The pasuk says they both dreamt about the following pasuk. And the hemshech of the they're going to go into captivity. So the Gemara says now. According to Rava, he said this in a negative way. Abaye said this, that, like, meaning it just took the pasuk literally. And Abaye, he says, you're going to have so many children, they're going to be married to people all over the world. And it's as if they're going to captivity because they're so far away from you, you feel like they're captive, which is obviously not so bad. That's pretty good to have a lot of children who are all over the world. Here's Gemara now. Third pasuk. So they're going to be another nation. So it's also not good. There's going to be so many of them. And what's going to happen when you have so many children? You want to marry them to your relatives. And your wife is going to want to marry them to her relatives. So she's going to force you to marry them to her relative. That's like another nation because it's you're not your family to her family. How do you interpret this? Your wife is going to die. And then you're going to have to remarry. And then what's going to happen? And your sons and your daughters are going to come to have another stepmother that's ki'ilu, like another person is going to be for your children. And now the Gemara continues. Rava, support for this. The pasuk says, your sons, your daughters are going to be married to other people, are going to be given to other people. This refers to if they have to have the husband's going to remarry and they're going to have a new stepmother. That is going to be the situation where it's as if it's amacher because they have another mother who they're not familiar with. It's like it's a different nation. The Gemara continues now. Another pasuk in their dream. Right, because the pasuk in Koheles. Hashem loves what you did. So the Gemara says, "Labai Amar Lei Tabai." He said, "Mar Vechiska Ve'achat V'Shaches." Your business is going to do so well. You're going to be eating and drinking. Mikar Pesukim Echad V'Libach. You're going to sing Pesukim and be so happy. And you're being quoting this pasuk. How amazing everything is going. L'Rav Amar Lei. According to Rabbi, he's going to say, "Pesudis Kach V'Tavtach V'Lo Achat V'Shaches." Your business is going to fail. You're going to shecht meat. You're not going to be able to eat or drink it. Ve'Karisa La'Pukei Pachtach. And you're going to quote this pasuk to try to make yourself feel better. When bad things happen, because no, it's going to be kol tov. Everything's going to be okay. That's what you'll have to tell yourself as well. Continues Gemara now. Zerav totzia sadeh, and the emsach pasuk matosif ki chasenu harbe, so that you're going to have a lot, and then you're going to harvest very little because the locust is going to devour it. So Abaye says, Abaye Marle Mereisha, he's going to say the first part. The zerav totzia sadeh, you're going to have a lot of good crops and a lot of abundance. However, Rava Marle Mesefa, he's in the latter part where the locust is going to eat it. Everything is going to be terrible for you. Okay, all this because he didn't give him one zuz. It's a fascinating thing. The Gemara continues. Akrinan zisim yulacha b'chol gavlecha. And then what's the hemshicha pasuk? V'shemen lo sachu kishelka sazecha. And you're going to anoint yourself. The olives are not going to drop it from the trees. You're going to lose out on the olives as well. So says the Gemara, Labaya Mereisha. Labaya says the first part. L'rav amar l'seifei, the bad part, that whatever he's going to do to try to make a parnas is going to fail. The hemshicha, another pasuk. Akrinan v'rao komearts kishem hashem nikra lecha v'yerom emeka. Famous pasuk, right? But the Gemara interprets it by tefillin that we had before. So what does he say about this? Labaya amar l'seifei. So this is what he said to Abaye. Again, Barhedge said to Abaye, nafik lak shmed reish masif to havis. Your name is going to be the you're going to be the head of the base medrash, and everyone's going to fear you. Everyone's going to fear you like you fear God Ador. The Rav Amar, according to Rav, what are they going to tell you? B'dayna Malka Itvar, the whole king's treasury is going to be broken into. What's going to happen? Masa B'daganve B'dayna Kuli Alma Kula V'Komer Minach. You're going to be arrested, and everyone's going to do Kavachomer. If this can happen to Rav the Tzadik, and he can be charged, so too we can be charged, and they're going to be fear of. Just fear in general. So now the Gemara says this taka happened. The following day, it was broken into. And they accused Rava of, and they arrested Rava for doing this. Now the Gemara continues more dreams that Abaye and Rava had. So in the dream they saw lettuce, chasa's lettuce. It was on like the opening of a barrel. So Abaye, they said to him, your business is going to double like lettuce, Rashi points out, because lettuce is like doubled over, so too, your business is going to be like lettuce that doubles over. We know that chasa is the first one of the maror, that's how we have lettuce on the Leila Seder coming up. So we see that he's taking that part of the fact about lettuce, and that's how he interpreted his dream. Another pasuk. Chazan b'Israel pum den. Another thing that they saw in their dream. They saw meat on the mouth on the opening of a barrel. Abaye Amar Lei. So Abaye, they said basim chamrach. Your wine is going to be very good. It's going to smell delicious. V'asu kuli alma lemizben bisrav chamrach. Everyone's going to want to buy your wine from you. Okay. And the Rav Amar Lei. What do you tell? Rav Taka Kava v'asu kuli alma lemizben bisrav mechal Lei. Your wine is going to turn sour, and everyone's going to only have the wine as like cooking wine. It's not going to be used. They're going to have meat, and they're going to put it as an ingredient with the meat, meaning like the people use cooking wine, very cheap wine, so to your wine is going to be terrible. Amri lei, chazu chavita of the talib edikla. So again, they saw that a barrel was on a palm tree. So what does this mean? Labai, amri lei tabai. He said, medili eskez didach, your merchandise is going to grow very high, very tall. You know, palm trees are extremely tall. Larava, amri lei, chali iska katamre. Your merchandise is going to be, Rashi says, masuk, like a date, which is bad because they're going to be sold for very little, very, very small amounts of money. Amr Elias, another thing that they saw in their dreams. Chaz and Romana de Dakte Apum Daine. So we saw a pomegranate that was coming from the opening of a barrel. Labai Amar Lei, what is this? Iska kan Ramona. It's going to be very expensive. Like pomegranates are very expensive. You're going to make a lot of money. La Rava says Amar Lei, Kavu Iska Karabona. Your merchandise is going to be very bad, like a pomegranate. Meaning, what's going to happen? Your wine is going to get bitter, and everyone's going to not want it at all, and it's going to be bad for you. Continues Gemara now. Amar Lei, Chazan Chavisin Nafal Levira. We see a barrel that fell into a pit. Labai Amar Lei, what do you say? He says your merchandise is going to be. Everyone's going to go into it, like dig in, people are going to want it. Kadamar nafal pita bibira veloashkach. As it says, if bread falls into the pit, everyone's going to be looking for it. Okay, l'rav amar lei pasid iskach v'shadis lei levira. Your merchandise is going to be ruined, and it's going to be thrown into the pit. Another version of what had happened over here. Amar lei chazinan bar chamra dekaya isan v'noer. They saw donkeys calling out. Right, chazor. We had this. Chamar Noer before, when that's one of the simanim by the nighttime. So when it starts to make noises, the donkey. Labayam, what does this mean? Malkahavis, you're going to be a king. And what, Vekayam Orai Alech, and everyone's going to announce when you're giving a shear, and they're going to announce it, that's like a donkey making noises. Larav Amar Lei, what does that mean? He said something else. Petr Chamar Gayin Mitzvilasech, the Lashon. Petr Chamar is psukim that you have to write in your tefillin. If you're missing any part of your tefillin is pasuk, right? There's pasul, right? In the psukim of Ayah Kiviacha. We quote these psukim, and he's telling him, your tefillin are pasur. Amar Lei, Rav responded to that. It can't be. Ladidi Chazi Levayasi, I just saw my tefillin, and the pasuk is there. You made it up. Amar Lei, so Barhej is back to him. Vav de Petr Chamar Vada Gayin Mitzvilasech. You made a mistake. The Vav is, in fact, not there. This is the Marsha just points out this is very different than all the other situations. Before, in all these situations, we saw that this was things that he was telling them in the future. Here it's a Matzias. Did it happen or not happen? So it's interesting that this, and in the Gemara continues. So that's Taka seems like it actually was true what he's happened over there. Either way, the Gemara continues now. So then what happened? Rava went by himself one time to Baradeya, and Amar Lei, Chazay Dasha Karas Nafal. He told him that I saw that the outer door of my house had fallen. Amrele ishtecha shachva, your wife is going to die. Amrele chazek kechay v'shane detanar. He saw that the front teeth had fallen out. Amrele benach v'nasach shachva, so the two, your children and your daughters are going to die. Amrele chazit hartin yone deparchan. I saw two doves that were flying. Amrele trey neshe megarshes. You're going to divorce two wives. Amrele chazay trey gar deli delifta. I saw two heads of a turnip. Amrele trey kulfe belas. You're going to have two people are going to hit you twice with a stick. So that's what's going to happen to you. So the Gemara says that this talk happened all the very next day, that very day. And that day he was learning all day. There's two blind people fighting with each other. They were fighting. Rava tried to separate them, and then they smacked him in the face twice with their sticks, with their walking sticks. They were about to hit him again. The guy only told me two. You don't have to hit me again. I got what I deserved. Or what the guy told me was going to happen. So finally, Rava decided to pay him for being Potter's Chalomos, for interpreting his dreams. And what happened? Amar Lei. So he said, Chazei Eshter Donof, and now you're going to see, it turns everything better now. He said the wall of his house was falling down. Amar Lei, Nechasim Belo Mitzorim Kanisa. Now you're going to do really well. You're going to have a ton of property and a ton of business. You're going to be really rich. Amar Lei, Chazei, Apanda Debayit Enof Elechsen Avake. He said, I saw the mansion of Abaye fell down, and I was covered in its dust. Amar Lei, so what do you respond? Amai Shchiv Mosif Aisa Legabach. What's going to happen? Abaye is going, he was the Rosh Hashiva, he's going to die, and you're going to take over for him as the Rosh Hashiva. Amar Lei, Chazi Apanda Didi Denafil, Rava that said to him that I saw my house fell as well. Vasukule Alma, and everyone came, Shakalim Nisa Livnisa, and they came, and they took it away brick after brick. So what happened? What does that mean? Amar Lei, Shmaitech Midban and Alma. No, everyone is going to want to hear your words, and your words are going to spread, and that's what the interpretation is over here, that people are going to want to learn your Torah. Amar Lei Chazit Deipka Reshe. So he said, in my dream, I saw that my head split. That's not good. V'nasar Mokri, and then also my skull, my inside of my head fell out, brain fell out. So Amar Lei Udrim Ibe Sadia Nafik. So he said to him, that means simply, it doesn't mean anything bad, some sort of things, feathers fell out of your pillow. Okay? Amar Lei Ikran. So now and then he says the last point, Arkal and Halal Mitzray Bachama. He said to him, I was saying the Halal Mitzray. What's the Halal Mitzray? That's what we say on Leil HaSeder. So that's where the special Halal. So he said to him, Amar Lei Nisa Mitzray Shalach. Miracles like the ones that we're recollecting on the Leil HaSeder is going to happen to you as well. The Gemara continues. So what happened? Havei Ka'azu Behadi Be'arba. So they were going together on a boat once, Baradeya and Rava. And Amar Behadi Gavra the Mitzray Nisa Lemali. So Baradeya said, why am I going to go with him? Because I interpreted him as a miracle is going to happen to him. Maybe this miracle is going to happen when I'm on the boat and I'm going to die. Meaning Baradeya is saying this. I'm going to die, he's going to be saved. So Behadi Dekaz Salik, so when Baradeya was leaving, Nafal Sifra Mineh, his special book that he had for interpreting dreams fell out of his hands. So what happened? Ashkechei Rava Chazad Avik Siv Bei Kol Acholam Asulchan Arapeh. Rava saw this, and it said that his biggest soul is ever you say. That's what's going to happen in the dream. Apparently, Rava wasn't familiar with all these Tanaim and Rishon and earlier Amoraim that we said that everything goes after how you say it. So Rava got feared. We saw this. Amar Rasha. He was so upset. This time, all the time, he was interpreting my dreams. All these dreams that you said, you caused them to be bad. If you said they were going to be, it wouldn't have been that bad. So therefore, he says, Kula Machin Alach Bar Bebarti Deber Av Chista. He said, I forgive you for everything. All the sorrows you caused me, however, you killed my wife, the daughter of Rav Chista. That was who he was married to. So he says, so he cursed him. He said that Hashem is going to put you with a nation, with a king that's going to have no rachmanas on you. So the Gemara says, what did Baradeya do? Amar, so my Avid, so Baradeya was terrified by this. We know that even a Klaus Chacham, if it was even, like, it wasn't even on the right reasons, if it's still gonna come true. The Kol Shekhinah, even Al Tanai, we know, right? But Yehuda, the whole story over there, everything that he says something bad, it's very, very bad. The Kol Shekhinah, Rav, now Rav is a good Lador, and I did this to him, and he cursed me. So I'm gonna go into Gullus, because we know Gullus forgives one for all the various that he's done. So what happened? Come, he went to the Romans, to Rome. He's sitting by the door of the person who was working in the finances of the king. So this person who was the treasurer saw a dream. So he saw in my dream that a needle was in my finger. Give me some money and I'll be able to interpret the dream for you. He didn't pay him anything. He didn't respond to him at all. So he said, he said that a worm was also coming out of my fingers. Amar Lei, Havli, Chuzuza, pay me and I'll interpret the dream for you. So he didn't He didn't give him any money, so therefore he didn't respond to anything to him. So he said, another dream I had, a worm was on my whole hand. So this time, Baradeh decided to respond, and what did he say? He said to him, this seems to imply that worms were going all over the special silk garbs of the king. So the Gemara says, Shamia Malka, so they heard that this was ruined. So they went to the person of the treasury to kill him. Amarle, he said, before you kill him, wait. He says, Anamai, why are you killing me? Kill the guy who knew about this and he didn't tell anyone. So they brought Baradeh and they found out that this was true. He told them this whole thing that the silk, the worms were in the silk and ruined all of the king's clothing. Amarle, am to zuz diyadech. They said, you're one zuz, you caused all this. Charvu shared the malka. All of the king's silk was destroyed. So the Gemara says, what happened? Kaptula train, a pretty evil death right now. Train arzi bechava. They bound him together by two trees. And asr chad kari lechad arza. They tied one of his legs to one of the trees. Vechad kari lechad arza, and the other one to the other tree. Literally a cedar tree. Vishar lechavla aditztalik reshe. And then they untied the rope, so they were holding the two trees. And then what happened? Itztalik reshe, his head had split. Azra kuchad vechad akam aduchase. So each of the trees then put it back in its place. Vistalik benalfar turn, and his body also split into two. Pretty gruesome death that happened over here. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Shal ben Dama ben Achusa Shabbi Yishmael Shabbi Yishmael. So ben Dama asked, who is the asked Rabbi Yishmael, the sister who is the son of the sister of Yishmael, meaning his nephew, Rabbi Yishmael. Ra'is ishne l'chayesh shin nasharu. So he says, I saw that both my jaws had fall off in my dream. Amar, so what he says, shne gedude romi yatu alecha ra'a. So these were a remez, a metaphor for the two Roman legions, battalions that were going to try to kill you, umesu, and they died. Okay, the Gemara is now going to say a lot of different stories of different people who dreamt things that were scary and were interpreted for good. Amar le bar kapar le Rebbe. Bar kapar says, Rebbe, reisi chut me shenashar. I saw my nose fall off in my dream. Amar le, charon af nisal pimcha. That Hashem was angry at you, and Baruch Hashem, he had lifted his anger from against you. Amar le, reisi shnei yadai shenishchacho. I saw my two hands were cut off. Amar le, lo tistarach lamaisi avdecha. You're not going to need to work. You're going to be so wealthy, you're not going to need to work to earn a living. Amar le, reisi shtei raglai shenikto. I saw my two legs were cut off in my dream. Amar le, you are going to be so rich, you're going to ride on a horse. Apparently that was something that was very, for only wealthy people to be riding on horses. So Bar Kapara said that he saw another dream. But Adar Misas v'Nisan l'chazes, you're going to die in Adar, not going to see the month of Nisan. So Amar Lei, the play on words over here, but Adrusa, Adar's Adrusa Misas, you're going to die in glory, Lashon Havhidr of glory, v'lo asis l'dei Nisayan, you're not going to come to have any temptations or anything like that. Okay, so that's what so they're trying to interpret things in good ways in order to that they should have good outcomes to the dream. Now the Gemara continues. Amar le ahud seduki Rabbi Shmuel. There was one seduki who said to Rabbi Shmuel one time, "Ra'isi shani mashke shemen lezisim." I saw that I was pouring oil into the olives. Amar le balimo. It must be that you had relations with your mother. So how did he know that? So Rashi says because the shemen comes directly from the olives. So too he must have had relations with his mother. Again, these are deeper Muslim that we don't fully get how they got to that, but that's what he understood. Amar lei achazet etachad lei kochave. Say he took a star from the sky. Amar lei bar Yisrael ganafta. You must kidnap a Yisrael, and because Rashi says we're nimshel le kochavim. Amar lei chazid de beleisel le kochvaya. He said, "I swallowed a star." Amar lei bar Yisrael zanim v'sei v'achal adame. Not only that you sold him when you kidnapped him, and you already used the money that you sold him with. Amar lei chazia ina dinashkan adadi. I saw my eyes were touching one another. Amar lei ba alachoso. You must have had relations with your sister. Amar lei chazad dinashki siyahara. I saw that I kissed the moon. Amar lei ba leishes Yisrael. You also had relations with another person who is married. Amar lei chazid rachida benutra daasa. He saw that I was in. Walking with a hadas, like a hadas tree, right? The hadas of Manan Sukkis. Amar lei baal nara marasa. Must be that he had relations with nara marasa. How did he know that? Rashi points out also there because we would do a chuppah shel hadas when they were getting married. Here's the Gemara now. Amar lei chayze tuna melei avehu beisasaya. Saw the shadow above me and somehow a shadow below me. Amar lei bishmo responded to him, mishkavecha hafuch. You've had bia shelo kidarko or bia avehu lamala avehu lamata in Rashi. Fine. I could use the Gemara now. Amar lei, the Zuki said to him, chayze orvay darajah lepurye. I saw ravens around my bed. So what did that mean? Amar lei ishtecha zinsa manashim harbe. Your wife had many extramarital affairs. Amar lei chazi yonei dahadri lepurye. So doves were surrounding my bed. Amar lei nashim harbe timesa. You have defiled many women. I saw the two doves, I was holding them, and they were somehow flying away. You married two wives, your partner below, get. So they're kind of free, but you're holding them, because you're holding them back, they're not allowed to get remarried, and you're holding them back, and that is rishus. I saw that I was peeling eggs. What did this represent? You have literally taken from dead people's bodies. So the Gemara says, Amarlei, kulo isnabi bar mehadalese, I got you. All of the ones that you interpreted is true except for this one. I didn't do that. So the Gemara says, while this was happening, he said he didn't do that one. So the woman came and said to the Tzaduki, Hagimel the Kasta, the weight, that what you're wearing, the Gavra Ploni of the Mitz. I know that that was the Reuven's, he died last week, and you took it from him. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel's interpretation was right. So the Tzaduki was willing to admit everything. Why did he admit this one over here? So they bring down, that what happened was, is that he thought he meant that he actually took from the actual dead body itself and used the flesh. However, he meant to say that he took from his possession. So everything Rabbi Shmuel said was true. Continues now. The Tzaduki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazid Amr Li, Shavak Le Avuch Nichse Be Kapudaika, the name of a place. In Kapudaika, he left you money. Amr Li, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Isn't the Chazid Be Kapudaika? Do you have money over there? Amr Li, No, I don't have any money over there. Azok Avuch Le Kapudaika, did your father ever go there? Amr Li, No, he said, No, Bav. So he says, Im Kain, so then what must this mean? Kapa Kashura, Kapa means a beam, and Dika is Daika Asara. The Daika is meant over here is 10. Zil Chazik Kapa Darish Asara. Go look in the beam and you're gonna, at the 10th beam. Okay? And what does that mean? Shimele Azuze, it was full of money. So again, so he said over here, these words were symbolic, not for the actual place, but for rather where it was. Again, because Kapa is Lashon of a beam. So that was what we're getting over here, and that's what the dream meant. And the Gemara says, Asa Azgash Lamele Azuze, it actually happened and it happened. And that was indeed true. The Gemara continues now. Amar bichanina roe be'er b'cholam. If someone sees a well in his dream, roe shalom, it's going to be good. It's going to be shalom for you. Shenemar v'yichmar v'dev yitzchak b'nach v'yim sushem b'ra mayim chayim. They found a well of flowing water. Some of the different gersos take out this pasuk and they put in the one where the low rav v'alev, because this one they actually fought over. So either way, maybe that the be'er is mashal for flowing water, still shalom. But that's the two lashonos from the Gemara that it's going to be for shalom. Nasan amar matzah Torah. He's going to have Torah shenemar ki motza matzah chayim. For one who finds life is a reference to finding Torah. Sivacha ber mayim chayim, and here referring to ber mayim chayim. So there we see there's a link fundamentally between Torah and the symbol of a well representing Torah. Rav Amar chayim mamish. No, he's going to have real life, that he's going to actually have garichos yamim and good life. Here's more now. Amar Rav Chanan. So there's shlosha shlamos hen. There are three things in dreams that are going to be peaceful. Nar, tzipor, v'kedira, a river, a bird, and a kettle. So the name of the book for Shalom Bayis, the ninth book. Nahar Dechsev, it says a river. What is this referring to? Ninanota Alecha, not Kinar Shalom. I'm going to extend peace for Yushalayim like a river. Tzipor Dechsev, ki tzipor mafos kenya gan Hashem tzavakos. So like flying birds, Hashem also is going to protect Yerushalayim over there as well. Kedera, a kettle, what is that referring to? Dichsev, Hashem tishmol shalom b'nin, Hashem is going to set peace for us. The Gemara qualifies the last statement, Amar B'chanina. We taught this about the kettle is only with respect to the kettle had no meat inside of it. Because the pasuk says you slice them like what's in a pot, like a meat in some other type of big pot as well. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Now the Gemara is going to say different things, different dreams symbolize different inyanim. If you see a nar b'chalom, if you see a river in a dream, you should say a good pasuk, which is that there's going to be peace in Yerushalayim, rather than the pasuk kivam ratzar, that it's going to be bad things coming like a river, like trials and tribulations coming to a river. So meaning that each pasuk, each dream can be interpreted for good and for bad. You should always say the first pasuk that's good, interpreting it for the good. If you see a bird, yashkin biyomer kitzopar mofas ken yagen Hashem, that a part of Hashem is going to protect Yerushalayim, as opposed to the following pasuk, which could be known as a bad thing with reference to tzipor. Like a bird that's wandering from a nest, so too a person is going to be wandering from his place, a person is going to be in galus. Someone sees a kettle in a dream, Hashem is going to set peace for us, which is Shofad Asir Shafos, which this pasuk is referring to Yechezkel and referring to the galus, which is a scary thing and not a good thing. So the Gemara continues, someone sees grapes in a dream, Yashkin v'yomar, ke'anavim ba'midbar. You find Yisrael is like grapes in a desert, kodesh v'yomar, pasal achar, anevil anvei rosh. The grapes, they're the grapes of bad things, that's describing the Klal Yisrael and the punishment they're deserving. So that's not good in the Tochacha. Maybe not the Tochacha, but the pasuk Pesukim Devarim, let's talk about Klal Yisrael getting punished. Continues the Gemara now. Haroya har b'chalam, if you see a mountain in a dream, Yashkin v'yomar, manuva l'arim raglim b'vaster. pleasant are the footsteps of someone who's walking on the mountains. Kodem shekinu pasuk achad areim aseh bechi v'neah. Going on the mountain to cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu from all the tzaros. So that is obviously not a good pasuk. We can do the Gemara now. Rofe shofar b'chalim. Someone who sees a shofar in a dream. Yashkim v'ayavim ho'iskav but shofar gadol. That day you're going to see a great shofar. That's talking about Yemos HaMashiach and the great days. Kodem shekinu, we say this on Rosh Hashanah. Kodem shakruna pasuk achar, and before another pasuk, which was tiku shofar begiva, this was the lashon of the psukim in Hosea, which say that the shofar is going to be about the troops that are coming to kill Kal Yisrael. Haroa kelev b'chalim, someone sees a dog in a dream, yashkem v'yomar l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo'ichatz kelev v'shona, when they were leaving Mitzrayim. That was a good thing, that the dogs didn't speak, right? They got rewarded for that. Kodem shakruna pasuk achar, v'yak klavim azin nefesh, the dogs are greedy, and this is a reference to that Yisrael is corrupt, and that's not a good thing. Haroi Ari Bachlam, if you see a lion in a dream, Yashkem V'Yomer should say, Ari Yeshag Milo Yira. If a lion is roared, he will not fear. It's a reference to having a fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a good thing. People are fearing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kodem Shem Pasuk Nachar, Ali Yar Mesubah. The lion has left its area, and if a lion leaves its area, this is talking about Bava coming to leave and conquer Yerushalayim. Haroi Glachas Bachlam, someone sees getting shaved in a dream, Yashkem V'Yomer V'Galach V'Yom Sevazav. The Pasuk by Yosef, the good thing where he changed and he shaved, and he went before Paro, and this was the Yeshua for Yosef. Kodem Shem that by Shimshon, what's going to happen? He said that he's going to lose all of his strength if he, in fact, is shaven when he was the Nazir. Harav Ber Bachalam, someone who sees a well in a dream, Yashkim V'Yomer Ber Ma'im Chaim. Kodem Shabasaka Kherker Ber Ma'ayas. You should say Ber Ma'im Chaim is like living water, as opposed to the pasuk that says that that it's like Kehaki Ber Ma'ayas, like referring to evil coming out of the well of the waters. Harav Kana Bachalam, someone who sees a reed in a dream, Yashkim V'Yomer. You should say the pasuk Kana Ratzus Lo Yishpor. You will not break even a bruised reed. Everything is going to be good. This is okay. This time is Yemos Mashiach. Kodem Shabasaka Pasuk Acher Yineba Tachta Al Mishenes Hakana Ratzus. You relied on the support of a cracked reed, which is not a good thing. This is referring to Chizkiah relying on his alliance with Mitzrayim. Continues the Brisa now. Tana Rabbanan, Haroi Kana Bachalam. Someone who sees a reed in a dream, Yitzap L'Chachma. He should anticipate that he's going to get wisdom. Shneamar Kana Chachma. You Kane. Lashon of play on the words is Kinyan. Is you're acquiring the wisdom. Kanim. If someone sees multiple reads, a lot of reads in his dream, Yitzap L'Levina. Shneamar V'Chol Yanecha Kana Bina. So the pasuk says all of your Kinyanim, all of your acquisitions are going to have Bina, going to understanding. So you should anticipate a lot of Bina. Continues the Gemara now. Rabbi Zera, Kora 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 Kinyan. All these things, a kora is a gourd, and a kora is a heart of palm. We had this earlier in the what bracha to make on it, where they make hadam or shahakal in the sixth parak, and a kira is wax, and a kinya is some sort of, as a reed that we had before. Kulim ala dechama, those are all good inyanim to have in a dream. Each one explained by Rashi. So here's Marna Tanya. The Brisa says, Inmar deluin el lemishu yerashamayim b'chol kocha. We only show gourds to someone who has true yerashamayim. Haroah shor b'chalam. Now what happens if you see an ox in a dream? Yashkev yomar, b'chor shor hadala, pasuk in, I think it's in Zosa Bracha, the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu giving a bracha, that this is a good bracha. Kodem shekinu pasuk achar, which is kiyagav shor asisha. If a shor is going to gore a person, that is not a good thing. Here's the word now. Tana rabbanan. Chamish tvarim nevna bashor. There are five things about a shor in a dream. What is they? Ha'ocham b'sar mis asher. Someone who sees, eats it meat in a dream is going to become very wealthy. Nakcha ha'ben lan banin m'shmenakcha b'toyra. If you gore it, then it's going to have, that they're studying the Torah. B'ni gicha. They're goring through the Torah. That they're going to be learning the Torah well. Nashcho, if the ox bit him, yisurin b'in alav, then you're going to have bad things. You're going to have Yisurin, you're going to have suffering. Bato, if they kicked him, Derech Rakochan is down low, then a long journey awaits him. Rechava Ola Lagdula, he's going to rise to greatness if it roared upon him. So Gemara asks, Vatanya, wait, the Brisa told us, Rechava Mase, if it rides upon him, then it's, and the person is a simon that he's going to die in a dream, so which one is it? So Gemara says, Lokasha, Derechiv Hula Torah. If he's riding on it, then it's good. However, Ha, Derechiv Torah today, if you're carrying the ox in your dream, that is a bad simon. It continues Gemara, Haroa Chamar Bacholam, someone sees a donkey in a dream, Yitzapeli Yeshua, he should anticipate that he's going to be saved. Shenamar hinei malkecha yavo l'chatzadik v'noshehu. Pasuk says the person that the king is going to come to you, right? Tzadik v'noshehu, the right to the righteous, is going to be victorious. Ani v'rochav al-chamor. He's going to be a humble man riding on the donkey. Continues Gemara. Roe chato v'chalam. Someone who sees a cat in a dream. Basu dekara le shunra. So if they say a cat, we call the shunra in Aramaic. We call the vato shunra since it's by the Agada, right? Nasa slo shira na. Then it's a good simon. It's going to be like he's be able to sing a nice song. However, shinra, if they say it like a shinra, so that's the play on words is negative, because that's going to be not just a shinoit ra, a bad change. It's going to be a change for the worse. It's not going to be good for him. Maroe, anavim b'chalam, someone who sees grapes in a dream. then if they're levanos, if they're white, then it doesn't matter if it's in season or out of season, then it's good. Yafos, a good semen for him. However, shchoros, if he sees black grapes, then it depends. Bisman yafos, if they're in their season, then it's good. However, lo bisman aros, because why are you seeing them? Then since black is a bad sign, it's a bad sign for him in his dream. The white horse, whether it's going fast or it's going slowly, like normal pace, or it's going really fast, then it's good for him. Adam, however, if it's red, if it's going benachas, then it's good. However, if it's going very quickly, then it is a bad sign. Rabbi Yishmael, if someone sees Rabbi Yishmael in a dream, Rabbi Yishmael rather than a dream, tefillas in Ishmael, then it's a good siman that it is that his tefillah is going to be listened. However, if a dafka Yishmael ben Avram, who is this? Just a Yishmael ben Avram. However, avataya ba'alma, if he's a random Arab named Ishmael, then it's not a good thing. If he's an Arab named Ishmael in a dream, that's not. However, Yishmael ben Avram, that is good siman. Someone who sees a camel in a dream, misa niklasalam in a shemayim, then there's a death decreed upon him from shemayim, ve'itzalim amen, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved you from him. Rabbi Chama ben Chana said, "My crow, what's a pasuk? Anochi ready mecham mitzrayim, anochi ela gamola. I'm going to come down, and I'm going to come back, bring you back up." So that we see over here, the vision to Yaakov was dafka gamaloi is bringing you up. That is the lashon of gamal. Rashi says, "Okay, I am the Rashi." Continues the Gemara now. Rav Nachman hits Gamar mehacha. The pasuk from over here, Gam Hashem evir chachad lo samus. Hashem has forgiven your sin. He went over your sin, and you are not going to die. Continues, Pinchas b'chalam. If Simon sees Pinchas in a dream, then pelanasilo, it's a wonderful miracle going to be performed for him. Harua pil b'chalam. If someone sees an elephant, pilos nasilo, then a lashon of pilos, amazing things are going to be, wonders are going to be performed to him. Pilim, if you see multiple ones, pile pilos nasilo, the wonder of wonders is going to, a lot of great things are going to happen to him. V'atayna, the Gemara says, wait a second, no, the Braisa told us that if you dream about kol minachas yavin alon, if you have any types of the animals, beasts, then it's going to be good for you. However, chutz min apilim in a kof, if you dream about an elephant or a monkey, then it is not a good sim in your dreams. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, had the misarig had the misarig, that if, Rashi says, yesh lo okef, if it has a saddle on it, then it is a good siman. If it's not lo misarig, then it is a bad siman. Adkan for today. I'll pick up tomorrow a lot of agadata, Baruch Hashem. There are a lot of deep inyanim if you want to look in it more.